Ketchikan Public Utilities Telecommunications Division is one of the companies that will continue to get those subsidies. Division Manager Ed Cushing says it's great news because the loss of that $4 million annual Universal Service Fund payment would have been a big problem for KPU.
The payment is intended to enable us to afford to build, operate, and maintain the local telecommunications infrastructure. Absent that very large payment, we simply wouldn't be able to afford to build the infrastructure. And if we did build it, customers wouldn't be able to afford to sign up for any services because the prices would be too high.
In recent years, the FCC has been reforming the Universal Service Fund program, which would have meant a reduction or loss of the federal telecommunications subsidy. Cushing says companies throughout the state, along with Alaska's congressional delegation, strongly lobbied the FCC to approve a plan that exempts Alaska from that reform. Cushing says it's not always easy to convince officials in Washington, D.C. that Alaska is a special case. He says providing telecommunication services in this state involves numerous challenges.
The first, of course, is our physical distance from the lower 48. In the case of Ketchikan, we're, as you know, approximately 700 miles from Seattle, which is the first main interconnection point to connect to the cloud or the internet. So we have to get from here to there. So whether we get there via KPU's new digital microwave down to Canada or we get there through GCI's undersea fiber, it's very expensive to build and operate those systems.
The cost of labor and material add to that expense. Maintaining and operating the system also costs more. And Cushing says there are fewer customers to help pay for those multi-million dollar systems.
You know, it's one thing to invest $20 million in a suburb of Seattle that has 200,000 customers, and it's another thing to invest $20 million in Ketchikan where there are 5,000 customers.
So the subsidy will continue, and that's good news for KPU and other Alaska telecommunications companies, including GCI, which provides phone services statewide, including in Ketchikan. But Cushing says Alaska companies had to make some promises in exchange. The first is providing faster internet speeds for rural communities that currently have very slow service.
The second is they've committed to building out infrastructure to unserved areas. That is, if you're going to receive these payments, you have to agree to build telecom facilities throughout the community that you operate in. You can't just collect the money and decide you're not going to build anymore.
KPU has plans to extend its service to some nearby islands. Cushing says there aren't communities on those islands, but there are fishing lodges or individual homes that have not had service. He says KPU also plans to speed up the current connection in part through its Fiber to the Home program.
Our greatest challenge is having a large enough pipe between Ketchikan and Seattle to meet our customers' insatiable demand for high-speed broadband connectivity.
Cushing credits the successful approval of the Alaska plan to Alaska's congressional delegation. He says they all pushed hard to ensure the state can continue to provide and improve telecommunications service. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.